cases.
Oh, okay.
You look at them. All right, call our meeting to order. We've got a couple of nuisance cases to move forward on, I think. This numbers are 08-0017. I'm not organized, I must admit.
Dan, let me see one of those when you're not, when you're done.
Okay. I got a question on that one, sure.
These are both.
I got a question on why the health department isn't involved in that, that case there. There's no doubt that that case there could be a health hazard with rodents and things like that.
Which one are you talking about, this one or that one?
Yeah, that one.
The other one's 0068, Jim.
Why aren't they involved in that one, Jack?
You'd have to ask them, and I don't know if they've received this one or not. These are two that we started probably over a year ago.
Okay.
And they just kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Okay.
Dan with planning and zoning was out, and he went and took those pictures you're looking at new, I don't know, a week or two ago.
Okay.
And my recommendation would be for us to move forward.
Would you have a problem moving forward and making sure the health department's involved? We are moving forward. Do I send them a letter? Is that right?
We've sent letters, and I'm going to have to work with Nikki to find out. We sent a letter on this one, November of 08.
Okay.
And this must be the other one, was September
Wilkinson.
Of 08. Yeah.
These are all the same?
Yes, they're all the same.
Okay.
Again, these were started way back when.
So what's the next step then, Chuck?
We've got them. I don't want to get confused with the health department. I mean, I can show you letters where they have declined to move forward on some. Well, the one that you've been out and looked at on Cannonball mm-hmm. Loop, they declined to move on that one.
Okay.
If you want to send a letter to the health department, send one. But, I mean, we've got the information. I think we need to move forward.
And moving forward is the next stage is what?
Be a second letter.
No.
Probably on both of them.
Okay.
And I don't know that we've got our hands on 0068.
Where's the other one? So they're both kind of old? They both got letters?
Yeah. These are cases that...
I recognize this one.
I only have one question about that, and that is if we call Mr. Berry in and visit with him about that, and he says, well, look, I didn't receive anything on this, I can see where there's a problem, then I think that we have kind of left him out of the loop instead of trying to get him involved in the loop. But you know more about this, Chuck, than I do, because you're the man that's took the pictures or knows about it or whatever, so... but what I'm saying is that
well, let me
definitely
say
a help, you know, something that would apply under their restrictions.
Okay.
I would move that we go ahead and send another letter to each one of them, moving it forward to whatever this is. Probably the last. Is that the last letter, basically?
Yep.
I move that we send out this last letter, but also we'll have Nikki. Carbon Jim Berry on both letters.
Be fine.
Okay, and send those pictures.
Send the pictures. Send a packet to Jim Berry so he has it on file, and if he wants to jump in and help, great, but otherwise it doesn't stop the process.
Can we do this? Can we do that? And then all three commissioners say, in the case that you presented to us when you talked about taking over nuisance, do these not qualify for health hazard? And if so, why have we not?
We probably want to word it a little bit different.
Well, I know, but
can you send out a person to see if these qualify?
Right.
But I just, what I don't want to do is, like Chuck said, this has been going on. We've threatened them since, I hate to use the word threat. We've sent letters a year ago, and we haven't followed up.
Yeah.
So my motion is to move forward those letters, next step, and send Jim Berry a request to look at both of these.
Where are these at?
Fruit Farm Road.
Both of them off Fruit Farm. Okay. Now, the Cannonball Loop deal is a different story in my case, and as far as my feelings is, because that old boy just bought that, and he's worked on it for 3 months, and it's pretty well I couldn't tell, but just been talking to him on the phone, he sounded like an elderly person to me. He may not have been, but he did.
Right.
And he said he'd been out there working on it whenever he got his free time. So it's 3 months since he purchased the property. I'm not in favor of pushing when somebody's trying to make an effort.
Right. Nor am I. And he's not elderly. And I was out there and looked at it the other day. And he's got somebody lined up with a backhoe. They're going to take it down. Yeah, he's doing it.
They're at least doing something.
They're doing something.
All right.
The neighbor's not exactly satisfied.
Well, not staff.
But no, yeah. I'm satisfied that he's trying to take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll second the motion.
Sure.
More discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you.
We've got Linda at 8:45 with the mounts. Just to let you know, I talked to Linda briefly when she was upstairs. Jimmy had originally thought that our mechanics would be able to install these mounts into the deputies' vehicles and things like that. It's more complicated than anticipated. So Jimmy and Linda are going to come forward with a recommendation of paying someone to install it so it's done properly the first time. They're just saying it's a very complicated install, and it's not working like they had hoped from us doing the installation.
Get my brain back with you. Is this the grant money we got?
Yes.
The buying the computers, and then we're responsible for mounting them in the cars?
Correct. Okay. The grant, I believe, had a provision for installation, but we thought we could do it ourselves to save some money and roll that money over to something else within the grant, and it doesn't appear that it's going to be like that. So, but that's what Linda's guy asked her what the installation was about. So,
okay.
So she should be here, like I said, 5 minutes or so. I think we had administrative now, so at 8:30 or 8:25, what do we have it for?
8:45 is the staff departmental meeting.
Okay.
9:45.
Oh, okay. So then we have nothing.
We had an 8:45, I think.
Well, 8:45, just the mount and the staff departmental is 9:45. One agenda question, which was the sewer board meeting. Are we on the agenda? I didn't see the agenda.
About that.
Because Mr. Zimmerman has called for me to get on my schedule to talk about his redesign of Venice on the Lake. And that's something I'm doing separate with him, but I don't think we're on the agenda. I didn't see it. Okay.
I mean, there's a visitor's place where they ask you to speak if you want to, and always speak.
Right.
Of course, the discussion couldn't go too far.
Well,
but Zimmerman's wanted to talk to you about a redesign
of Venice on the Lake. So he said he's got some concepts and thoughts. I think he's going to get with you.
That's the way I understood it from Masuti, was that they want to talk to us, the commissioners, individually.
Right.
And they're going to redesign it in phases. Is that the way you understood it?
I understood, being a little more efficient with the piping and you know, the original design was basically the whole subdivision, even a lot of vacant lots and all that, and putting it more in phases where it addresses the residents first and then phases in as it expands.
I went to and had a meeting with Larry Klein, visited with Larry Friday afternoon about this very issue, and Larry is going to be at the SUR board meeting. And really, I think that there's more parties that need to be involved in this, because he understood Forsyth was going to try to take the Lookout Acres part, and Rockaway was going to have to take the Venice on the Lake. But he thought that the lower part of Venice on the Lake should be taken in before the upper part of it, and there's records of capacity and all those kind of things. But he, I think it would be good if the city of Forsyth, our sewer department, and Rockaway all got together and come up with some ideas among themselves before they, well, the engineers can be involved too, but leastways we have all three thinking along the same lines, because I heard him talking about Lookout Acres the other day in the Forsyth deal with Dave Oliphant.
Right. Well, I'm just going to have to meet with Mike Zimmerman and see what his thoughts are. And then
when's your schedule?
Because I have a schedule. We're supposed to try to squeeze it in this week, and it's been a short week.
I want to have a meeting with him this week, because Larry seemed to be concerned about progression. I tell you what kicked things in gear was, you know, they seen the picture in the paper, the Kirbyville kickoff, yeah. You know, we start putting pipe in the ground, and I think it's very important that we get pipe in the ground. If in phases, if that's the way it has to be, we need to get it in the ground. So
I'm confused, because the engineer is wanting to do it as a study. That's what I understand that the sewer board recommended to determine what the best avenue and sewer plan and all the different questions. But we're holding that up and talking to Rockaway and to Forsyth. And I mean, I'm all for talking to them, but are we going to use an engineer to answer the design questions, or are we going to try to do that ourselves?
No.
As the design sits, that they're studying, that's why I'm against the study, because they've already done the same study twice of the same layout, and it doesn't make sense. So Mike, on his own, said, let me do a redesign and see if this makes more sense. Because my other thing is the sewer board really going to spend $30 million on a sewer project on Venice Lake? And we have not seen that before.
I keep hearing $30 million come up, but they're not talking about... They're just asking for a study to decide what the best places are. I don't know where the $30 million comes in.
Okay. I can pull all the documents back out. They're studying the plan, the layout that they're... If we want to rehash...
We ought to look at the documents, because I have
my file that when it was fresh in my mind, and when that was Suitsi and Hooker and all those, I have what they were presenting, and it seemed like to me they were going to do another study on the same information we had last time.
Well, but
and it wasn't
Mel spoke to us one day about that and explained that what he did, which is that study you're talking about, is not entail what Archer's been talked about doing. That's the way I understand it. So I'm lost.
Okay.
Because I don't see where we're talking about when we talk about spending $30 million. I don't think we have that to spend either.
Okay. Well, that's the scope of the project they're studying, from my understanding.
But they're not studying on necessarily doing the whole project. They're just looking at.
Okay.
But anyway. It sure is a confusing thing to me. I'll say that.
Linda's here.
All right. Come talk to us, Linda, on computer mounts.
Let me just a brief moment with you, gentlemen. On the back part of that is the addendum for the installation. We decided against awarding the installation when we awarded the computer laptops and the mounts, the printers and antennas.
Jimmy has now decided, Jimmy Russell has now decided that we will need that installation. They have worked with us on this addendum and broke it into different parts. If they need a full installation, on my first sheet, you'll see the full installation would be $600. There are different prices depending on which each vehicle needs. Some have more needs, some have less. Therefore, it could be anywhere from $200 to $600. This is all budgeted into the COPS grant. We just were going to reappropriate the money. So if I could, I would like to ask you all to award the $600 per vehicle, and anything saved, we will just again reappropriate in a different area.
I have a question. So when we did the original hardware solution, installation was part of it. So we didn't need to go out and rebid.
That's correct.
At that point, we chose, I'm thinking back of the weeks ago, but we just chose not to award the installation.
That's correct.
We had the data and all that.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's correct. And I did include in my award letter that we decided against awarding the installation.
Okay.
So therefore, I had to make the addendum to be able to come before you gentlemen and get it approved.
So the motion would be to award Turnkey Mobile with the installation.
As the lowest bidder. The only other bidder was Howard Computers, and theirs was $2,975.09 per vehicle.
Okay. All right, I move that we award Turnkey Mobile the installation rates as being the lowest and best bid.
I'll second the motion. One alarm that goes off is when you see such a huge difference in a bid, you wonder if the bidders are bidding the same thing.
Oh, sure. This gentleman gave me a call and said that the only people that they could get, this is not something they normally do, is install that. So they had to get a company out of a different state. So he knew that it was a very outrageous rate. But since he could at least put something together, he put it on there. But, yeah, it was a phenomenal difference. But
questions or comments? Ready to vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda.
How about a recess for 11 minutes?
Sounds like a plan. Recess till 9 o'clock.